Hello?
Hi, it's Donna, it's Gemma calling. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Sorry I missed your call earlier on. I couldn't hear anything.
It's all right. Oh, could you not hear anything? Yeah, because no. When it rang, it just, like, cut off.
Yeah,
so,
sorry. Anything at all.
No problem. Thanks for letting me know, because I need to get that looked into. thank you for that, Donna. So, yes, basically, I'm just ringing up from MMA Legal. Obviously, it's just in relation to the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. Now, I just want to make sure.
Sorry, is it abuse in care?
Yes.
Oh, no, I wasn't abused. I didn't know that's what it was. I just seen it on Facebook, and it says that you've been in care before, I think it was 2004. Yeah, I wasn't abused.
Right, don't worry, Donna. Like, so basically the advert says that because a lot of the time people have been in care and things have happened to them, but they don't realise that it is actually still classed as abuse, if that makes sense. So don't worry if you haven't, that's absolutely fine. But can I just ask you, Donna, like, do you know, when you was in care, did you ever, like, get belittled by the staff or, you know, like constantly criticised, humiliated, ignored, ever isolated, things like that? Because it's not just physical abuse, it's also mental.
No, my experience in care, I was actually, I'd say the first foster carers that I went to,
yeah,
they were really, really old, and we had to, like, call them mum and dad. They had fostered, she was older than me, I think her name is Gemma, but she was quite young, like, she was a foster kid. But I think she had, like,
She was nice to you, or not, did you say?
No, she used to nip us, and, but she had problems.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I was in a lot of, I was saying maybe one of the homes that I was in, because I was in quite a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't like, from the minute I got there, I just had a horrible feeling. Yeah, the staff kind of left me out. They had...
Even though you, like, you know, when obviously I said abuse, you probably thought in your head, like, was you beat up and stuff? But, like, it's not just things like that. Even you getting left out is classed as abuse, Donna, because obviously they're members of staff. They shouldn't be treating you like that. So even, like, even little things, like, say, for instance, you've got told, like, no, you're not allowed your food today because you've misbehaved, or, you know, things like that, things that you probably just think is punishment, even things like that is classed as abuse, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you say the staff left you out, like, what did they do? Did they just not speak to you, give you, like, the silent treatment, that type of thing?
Yeah, I would say Burnley Homes at Northfield, they just, I don't know how to explain it, they were going to take two of the girls to a concert at the Playhouse. It was Billy Ocean. I wasn't allowed to go, but then because one of the girls says that she didn't want to go, then I got to go. I've run away from that home every chance that I got because I don't like it. I don't like the disaster.
Yeah, because of the way that you've been treated, exactly. Yeah, so that is definitely a case, Donna, for us to look into. Because unfortunately, what we found is, like, most people that have been in some kind of care or foster care have suffered from some form of abuse, whether it's physical, mental, do you know what I mean? There is some form of abuse somewhere. And obviously, like, as an adult, has it affected your adult life, would you say?
I've suffered with bad mental health. I suffer from, is it, I always get mixed up, don't know if it's clerical or clinical PTSD.
PTSD, And is that from, do you think, from when you was in care?
From a very young age, I got abused by my mum's boyfriend at the age of 2-3 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And then at the age of 10, I put myself into foster care. And then my wee sister went into care because my mum, she was a drug user. So I'd seen quite a lot. And then put myself into care. I went to temporary foster carers for 6 weeks and then went to another foster carer. So me and my youngest sister, we were with her, and my twin sisters were with somebody else about 5 minutes away from us. But yeah, the foster carer, if we didn't eat like all of our dinner, we wouldn't get put in. We were meant to get pocket money every week. She didn't give us pocket money. But she's passed away now.
She didn't give you pocket money now?
She wouldn't give pocket money. Yeah, she doesn't be caught scabies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and my sister caught scabies there. And then, because my stepdad, he was in prison, so he got out, got my mum clean of the drugs, and then when my sister caught scabies, they got in touch with social work, and then we got put in beside where my twin sisters were, and then back home. But I wasn't home for long, I think maybe about a year and a half, and then I noticed patterns. My mum and dad were now using drugs again, so I then put myself into care. And so,
put yourself into care again.
Put myself back into care again, yeah. So it was just, I was just through the foster carers, like with the food.
They was nice.
And then Northfield, that's the only other place.
What you just told me, Donna, like, it's not just like, obviously, the care homes, it's everything from your childhood, like, the Scottish Government have let you down, do you know what I mean? By not obviously probably intervening sooner than they should have, you've had to take yourself into foster care. You know, they should have.
My granny, when I was wee, when my mum was with the boyfriend that abused me, my granny and that thought that I was getting abused. And just a couple of years ago, my Auntie Sandra told me that I'd went to my granny's one weekend and they'd seen cigarette burns on my back. So they phoned social work.
And
the social work department done nothing. Done absolutely
nothing. There you go. So the social have also let you go.
Yeah.
So you've 100% got a case, Donna. Okay. So I'm just going to get a few details from you. Can you just quickly confirm your date of birth?
Yeah, it's 1273.
Okay. And is it Miss or Mrs?
Miss.
Okay. Was you known as any other name at all when you was in care?
No. Just Donna Anderson.
Okay.
Will this need to go to court?
No, not at all. No, there's nothing that you don't have to do anything, okay? So we do everything for you. We get all of the information from the authorities that they have on you. That is something that you can actually request to see as well if you wanted to. And we will find out everything from obviously the care homes, like what care homes you was in, things like that. We will do all of that for you, Donna, okay?
Okay.
We'll make it as easy as possible.
In some of the homes that I was in, I used to like run away a lot, stuff like that, and then had, because when I put myself back into care, I'm sure I was 13. There was a big high court case because I told the police about my mum and dad doing drugs again. So, like, they got busted, but they put me, they put me in a care home that was 5 minutes away from my home, and then that's when I went to Northfield. So I was up in 20 homes.
Okay, so I'm just writing this down. So your mum and dad were both drug addicts, yeah?
Yeah.
And did you say, sorry to say, did you say that your dad was abusing you?
Not my dad, my mum's ex, not your partner, dad. Before she met my stepdad.
Right, okay. So, mum's ex-partner. From the age of 2, yeah?
Yes, I got 50. He used to pour water on my bed to make it look like a peed the bed.
You'd weed yourself.
And then I would get, my mum would hit me. And then,
oh my God.
It wasn't until, he used to, I remember so much of what he used to do. He used to go in my mum's bedroom, because I remember it being the double bed. There was like a cupboard, and then up above that cupboard, there was another cupboard. It was sort of like a boiler, and he would put me in the cupboard, which it seemed like for a long time, and to the point where it was that hot. And then
he
would open the cupboard doors after a while and make me jump through the... Now, I was wee, and he's making me jump from the cupboard onto the bed.
Yeah.
I was on amitriptyline at the age of 3.
Jesus.
And then my mum got up one night, and she says, I don't know what it was. She says, I just got up, and she caught him pouring the water on my bed.
Ah, oh, did she catch him?
She caught him, yeah.
Oh, God. Did she kick him out?
I think so. Yeah. I've also got a scar on my right eye, just underneath my eye. At the side where he had cut me with a knife. And I told my mum that.
Your mum did?
No, he did. I told my mum, and he says, no, she fell at the park. But yeah, she believed him.
But he cut, oh my God. So he cut you with a knife on your eye?
Yeah. That's just that my granny reporting that social work and social work not doing anything about it.
And they just did nothing, yeah. And even though all this happened, the social did nothing to help, yeah.
Done absolutely nothing. So the name then, so my mum got, my mum and my real dad split up when my mum found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
They'd split up just before she had found out. So I just met my real dad 9 years ago.
All right.
So the name, so my mum got married, so I wasn't born out of wedlock.
Right.
So the name, I don't know if I would have been known as Walker, because that's what's on my birth certificate, and that's...
All right, I'll put that on there.
That's the person who my mum married, not the one who abused me. She was...
Yeah.
She married him, and I think she was only with him for about 6 months, and then they got divorced, so... When my granny and that reported at the social work department, I might have been under Donna Walker.
Okay, no worries. I'll put that on there. No problem. Great. Thank you for telling me that. Do you know Northfield? Was that in Edinburgh at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Do you want... Because I know all the names of the homes that I was in. Do you want the names of them?
Yeah, if you want. It's quite a lot of them.
There's There's a few. So the two foster carers, I know that they're dead. The first set that I was with, because they were really, really old. And Claire Elder, I know she passed away. Then I was in Calder Home. I was in there a couple of times. Northfield Home. Howden Hall Assessment Centre. Mill Park. And South House.
So Mill Park and South House, did you say?
South House, yes.
Okay. No problem. I'll make a note of all them. Thank you. Like I said, we will be able to find it all out anyway, to be fair. But it is good to have it on there as well. Just so we have, you know, we do have it. But Northfield is the only one.
I was a wee bit of a handful. Not in all the homes, but Northfield.
Yeah.
Definitely. I didn't feel welcome there at all. The staff just...
Probably because of the way they were treating you. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
Yeah, don't worry, honestly. So Northfield Young Persons Unit, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was just Northfield Children's Home back then, I think it was called.
Yeah. And can you remember how old you was when you was in there at all?
So I was 13. I was there for my 14th birthday because... And I got excited because back then you, in the homes you had to be 14 to be allowed to smoke in the building. So I was glad when I turned 14, and the staff in Northfield were like, "No, you're not allowed. It's 15. You've got to be 15." But the other homes, it was 14.
So you would have been about 1986, roughly, when you was in there. So that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. How long was you in there for?
I can't mind how long I was in there for, but I ended up getting put into Howden Hall from there because me and... another boy had barricaded themselves in, and then he had put a hole through the wall because he was just in another bedroom, and that wee hole turned into a big hole.
Yeah.
And then he started setting fire, putting magazines in his mattress and setting fire.
Oh my God.
And that's when I barricaded myself. So I wasn't an angel. Like I was a bit of a handful.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't matter, Donna, honestly. I mean, you know, you're in a home usually because you've been misbehaving. So, you know, don't worry about that. You know, it's not going to look bad on you or anything like that.
No, I went into care because, it wasn't because I was bad or anything like that. It was because my parents taking drugs.
Exactly.
I don't want to be like that anymore.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, definitely. But the staff would obviously give you the silent treatment, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had their favourites. I'm sure her name was, what she got called? What was it she got called? I can't remember her name. But she was... She was the staff's favourite.
Yeah. So that would obviously make you feel even worse, wouldn't it? That, you know, she was a favourite and, you know, what about you kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't nice at all. I'd say that's the only home that I didn't like. The staff, yeah, we just didn't get on.
No, fair enough. Did they, like, restrain you or anything like that?
Not in Northfield, but when I was in Howden Hall, the staff had restrained us a couple of times.
They did. Did they ever, like, you know, as punishment hit you with anything like a slipper or a belt, anything like that?
No.
No, okay. And with regards to, obviously, the way they spoke to you, Like, did they try and belittle you? Did they, like, shout at you quite a lot? You know, ignore you, criticise you, anything like that?
Some of the staff, but I've seen more in Northfield, but Howden Hall, we did get restrained. Back then, the staff, they were allowed to restrain us.
Yeah. So, they'll listen to you, ignore you. What about food? Would they feed you properly, or would they ever say, you know, you're not having...
In Northfield, one of the times that I ran away, I'd got my suitcase, and they had, you know, the big long chest freezers?
Yeah.
They had one of them, and it was all freezer stuff. And I took some food from there and put it in my suitcase and walked out the door. Because Northfield told me it was like two houses sort of joined together. And I walked out the door with my suitcase.
Yeah.
And went to my friend's. Well, was it somebody who I used to babysit for?
Yeah.
I'd went to her house and she had cooked me some food.
Oh. Just because you really didn't want to be there, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I was in Midfield Home as well. But they were nice. All the staff there were really nice.
Okay. And obviously you said you've had like PTSD, yeah?
Yeah.
And bad mental health problems.
I've got bipolar as well.
Okay. Okay. So it's something that's really affected you your whole life, yeah?
Yeah.
My lead from today. My lead, sir.
I am all of them again.
I won't be a minute, Donna, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I didn't know, well, something needs to be done about this because it's actually taking the piss. The record five yesterday. Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Taking the piss, though, like, why are we all ringing each other's fucking leads? It's fucking annoying. Yeah, I'm on it now. Hiya, Donna. Sorry to keep you waiting there. Like I say, Donna, as well, like, everything today that you have told me, it is, you know, it's everything that you've had to go through, you know, not just when you was in, like, the care home, the things that you have to go through when you was younger, and obviously, you know, the social worker's not doing anything to help you whatsoever. You know, if they'd have maybe stepped in, you wouldn't have ended up in care. Do you know what I mean? So, don't worry, you've 100% got a case there, Donna, okay?
Okay, so what'll happen now?
So, what's going to happen, just to make you aware as well, we're not just clutching at straws, okay? Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then the case will be successful, okay? So we're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of them have already shut down. The compensation does come directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable, and they're the ones funding the neglect to begin with. So they have already started to pay out on the cases. The average claim is between £48,000 to £65,000. It could be more, it could be less, Donna, okay? Between £45,000 to £65,000, that's what we're claiming back on average. You only have to have had like one thing happen to you throughout your time in care to get the minimum of £10,000. So what you've just explained to me now, obviously there's quite a lot there, Donna, that you've been through. So, you know, some people are actually getting back a lot more than the average. Every case is different, okay? So, you know, even today, like, you didn't really think that you had been through any kind of abuse. Now, you might sit down tonight and think, do you know what? There was other things that you didn't really think of. So if you think of anything else at all, don't hesitate to tell us. Because the more you tell us, the stronger your case will be, Donna, okay? Right, so that's all I really need from the home itself. I do just need to get a few of the little pieces of information, okay? Nothing major now, you've done the hard part, Donna, okay? I will be a minute. Can I just ask, you've not got like any terminal illnesses or anything like that, have you?
I had cervical cancer.
Okay.
But I beat that. And I'm
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still under the care of the cancer centre until January. So that'll be like my 5 years up. But I've got to go,
right.
So because I'm still getting some bleeding and I've had MRI scans and it doesn't show, so I'm going for a procedure on Friday to check my bowels and stuff, just to make sure that...
Just to have a check-up, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, so you know, if anything changes, please let us know. All it is they just speed the claim up, you know, so just make it quicker. But obviously, fingers crossed, everything will be fine, Donna, okay?
And I don't know if I mentioned, I've got agoraphobia as well. I've got a fear of going out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Right, okay. No problem. I'll put that on the note. Okay, thank you for that. Right, now, just very quickly as well, can I take your home postcode, please, Donna?
Yes, it's EH309GN.
Okay. Kettles Law Square, is that right, yeah?
Yes, and it's flat 8 and stair 21.
Brilliant, thank you for that, Donna. Now, I do just need to read out a very small script to you as well, just explaining your funding options. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. So you can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. While we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Donna, okay? So okay. The way we work is it's strictly no win, no fee. So at no point, if we're not successful, will you have to pay any money whatsoever. Our fee, if we are successful, is 16%, that's it. So it works out about 20 with the 80. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we get £20,000, you will get £80,000. Is that all right, Donna?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Perfect. Okay. Now, just in case anything was to happen to you, Donna, touch wood, you know, hopefully it doesn't. But just in case, would you like us to add on a person who would receive your money as a beneficiary?
Yes, please.
Who would you like me to put, please?
My daughter.
And what's your daughter's name?
Shelley Ann Anderson.
Sally Ann, yeah?
Yes. S-H-E-L-L-Y-A-L-L.
Oh, Shelley.
Yes. She doesn't like to be called Shelley Ann. That's only when I'm annoyed at her.
Right.
Just Shelley.
Shelley. Brilliant. Okay. Now, what I do also need as well, Donna, I do need a proof of ID from yourself. So, like, have you got a driver's license or a passport?
I've got a passport, but it's under Donna Walker.
Okay, that's fine, but we will need also a proof of address dated in the last 3 months as well. Is that okay?
Yeah, but I just moved in here on September last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Have you got anything dated in the last 3 months, like council tax or gas or electric or anything?
Yeah, I've just got a gas letter to do.
That's fine. Anything at all with your name and your address on. So even like a letter from the doctor. Anything at all, as long as it's got your name and your address and the date on it, Donna, okay?
And what's that for?
That's fine. It's for redress. So redress will not proceed with this claim until they prove who you are, if that makes sense. So the reason they need your ID and proof of address is just so they can see that it matches up to yourself. You don't actually need to put the letter in it. You can just, like, fold it in half and just send us your name, your address and the date. That's all we need. We don't actually need what's on the letter, okay?
Okay. I have got an old bus pass. Sorry, that I've got from the council, but that's got the same, I think it's the same picture as what's on my passport, but on the bus pass, it's got Donna Anderson, so I can send my passport and
Oh, that's perfect, yeah, that's absolutely fine. We can even use a bus pass if you'd just rather send us your bus pass. Did you say your bus pass has run out there?
Yeah, it's really old, and the only reason I keep it is, like, if I'm having to show ID, I can see, well, look, because it's from the City of Edinburgh Council in the bus pass.
Yeah.
So, I keep that so I can sort of show, well, yeah, that is me.
Right, yeah. No problem. That's absolutely fine. If you could, please, can you just do me a favour? Are you all right to just send them over to me now, just whilst I'm finishing everything up for you? On WhatsApp.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll just think it might.
Take your time, no problem. I'm just finishing this, don't worry. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it's not been too bad going through this for you. I know it is hard, you know, talking about things in the past.
Yeah, I sort of bodied quite a lot there. I'm just lying around. I could send over, I've got my hospital appointment from the hospital.
That's fine.
That's got my name and address in it.
Yeah, that'll do, yeah.
So do you want me to send them over separately? Do I need
if
to...
you can do, yeah.
Do I need to score anything out?
It's up to you. If you want
passport.
To... Oh, no, we do need, like, the full page of your passport, you know, like, with your picture on it. We do need the full page of that just for your ID. But, like, anything on the letter, if you don't want us to see it, you can obviously, you know, get rid of that. But, like I say, if you want, fold the letter in half so we only see the top half of it.
Well, what I'll do is I've got the letter and I've got... My bus pass, I just seen it the other day there.
It's all right, take your time.
So if I send a picture over with the letter, my passport, and if I send that just, sorry, so I'm not explaining myself. So I've got the hospital letter and I've put my passport on it and the bus pass.
Yeah, that's great.
Right. Hold that down. I don't know if you're going to, I might have to do it separately.
Yeah, if you do them separately, that's probably better anyway, to be honest, because we just have to split it up anyway. So if you could do it separate, that'd be great.
Right. Oh, no, so I thought the same photo on my bus pass is what's on my passport, but it's not. Please don't look
it doesn't matter. Don't matter, Donna, honestly, it doesn't matter.
On my passport, it's... Right, so how do I send them? Do I send them over to you on WhatsApp?
Yeah, on WhatsApp, please, yeah.
Mate, that's the sent mum.
That's brilliant. The only thing with the letter, if you can do, I do need the date the letter was sent, and I can't actually see that.
Sorry.
Thank you. But you look very different, don't you, on your
Yeah. I'm trying to see this. Can't see this. It's if the letter I sent over, it's got the date and time of my procedure, so...
Okay, you don't need to include that. We just need the date that the letter was sent. I mean, we're not going to do anything with it, Donna. It's up to you. Like,
yeah, no, I can't see...
Oh, you can't... You mean you can't actually see it? It's usually in the top right corner. I can actually see where it says date. I can see date. It says contact, then it says date, but I can't see the date.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see where I'm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always in the top right corner when you've got a date.
I think that's it. Date the 8th, the 4th, 2026.
Yeah. Can it be a massive pain? Can you send them both together? So, like, can you just take a picture of that top half, like, as one picture, if that makes sense? Because we just need, like, the top half of the letter, not, like, as two separate ones, if that makes sense.
Right.
If you just fold the letter in half and just take a picture of the full top half, if that's okay. Just just so it's all in one letter.
Okay. Wait, I might need to do it sideways.
Yeah, whatever's best for you.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
Now, the last thing, Donna, and then we're all done. I've just sent you a letter now, a text message on your normal messages that I just need you to sign just to say that you're happy for us to do it for me. You're happy for us to deal with it for you, Donna, okay? So if you go to your text messages...
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, scroll to the bottom, just sign it.
So click on that link.
Yeah.
My glasses.
And then just press the blue button, and then that should send it back to me.
Oh.
That's a blue tick.
Yeah, it took my signature away.
Oh. Do it again, Donna, that's fine.
There we go, I've done that. Have you received that?
Let's have a look. Yeah, that's done. Brilliant, Donna. Everything's done your side. Okay, so like I say, thank you for going through everything. I am going to add a password to your account. Is there anything you would like me to put as your password?
Bonnie2010.
Bonnie2010, yeah?
Yeah.
All that password is for is if anybody at all rings you up about Scottish Redress, just say to them, what's my password? Because what you find, Don, is you'll get other people ringing you up, like maybe claiming to be us or, you know, something like that, or you might get confused who you're dealing with. So okay. We're called MMA Legal, and the password is Bonnie2010, and that's how you know you're dealing with us. Okay.
Okay, so ask use my password.
Yeah, just ask them the password. So I'm going to send you a number now on WhatsApp, and... These are going to give you a call in the next 7 to 14 days as your welcome call. So this is from your caseworker. You're going to get a welcome call, and they're going to run through everything with you. Just make sure you do take that call, as it's really important to get the case set up, okay?
Okay, I will do.
Brilliant. All right, Donna, thanks a lot. Have a nice day, okay?
You too. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.